Hello, I'm David Cushman, and I'm here today with Alan Flower, the Executive Vice President, CTO, and Global Head of AI and Cloud Native Labs at HCL Tech. Now, HCL Tech has been named in Horizon 3 of our 2025 Generative Enterprise Services Horizon Report for enabling transformative enterprise journeys through full-stack capabilities, co-innovation, partnerships, and industry-specific IP. So their deep engineering heritage and expertise are integrated across domains, semiconductor design and delivery, and AI-driven software engineering. And customers celebrate HCL Tech's flexibility, resource quality, strengthening technology innovation mindset, and co-investment in solutions, which is all great. But as we face some new economic challenges, Alan, how are you seeing the ROI metrics for AI investments evolving to meet the demands of delivery at scale, particularly as organisations are starting to gain more experience with these technologies?
Yeah, David, I think it's an excellent question to start our conversation around the what I would call the genuine ROI for AI. I think the reason why this is so important as a question, you know, David, is if I look back even 2 years, for example, and you know the state of the industry today, 2 years feels like a lifetime, doesn't it? But 2 years ago, I mean, all of our globally were in a state of what I would call experimentation, right? They were experimenting with what I would call the really obvious horizontal use cases, typically around chatbots. And 2 years ago, David, they were asking me, I'm sure they were asking you, tell us what the use cases are. So, you know, about 2 years ago, there was an awful lot of experimentation. Now, what changed for us? And, you know, I'm speaking to you today in our AI lab here in London. We've recently started our 500th Gen AI project in these labs, David, right? And the really interesting thing about the clients that are coming through these labs now is certainly for the last 9 months, maybe almost a year, David, we've seen an awful lot of business leaders come through these labs, but most importantly, clients are telling us, we don't need to do any more experimentation, right? We're comfortable with the state of the technology it is today. So there's quite a high level of confidence. And clients are also telling us, we now know what the use cases are. Now, the important thing, and this is why ROI is so key, is clients have realized that they have an opportunity now to become maybe what I would call an AI native enterprise. This is your Horizon 3 type model. We see clear evidence now that clients are beginning to think about re-engineering the business around AI, agentic AI, I suspect, in particular. And this is now why clients are really bringing that focus to what I would call genuine business or value stream transformation. I've got a good idea for where I believe AI can bring value, but can we start by just proving the business case? This is the ROI conversation, right? And we see clients, I think, focus at this stage in those more obvious value stream opportunities where maybe the ROI potential is so obvious that the clients feel that they can start today.
We are seeing a significant amount of change. We've all experienced it. But can you briefly share with us an example of an implementation where HCL Tech has delivered measurable ROI to its clients?
Yeah, it's a good question, right? I think fortunately at this stage in the journey, David, we've got quite a few examples, right, where we've taken clients into production and they're doing genuine, again, we would call it value stream transformation. So we see clear evidence that, you know, quite a few of our clients are on what I would call a Horizon 3, you know, journey. Now, the example I'll give you is one from the healthcare industry, which is quite an interesting one because of the challenges inherent in that industry. Now, with this particular client, we've developed what we call an AI clinical advisor. Its job is to sit alongside your doctor, your clinician, to ensure that the clinician has access to the latest medical research, but most importantly, is given the best possible advice to the patient. Now, the key challenge here is when we visit a clinician, David, each of us gets a very limited amount of time. Now, with our client, which is one of the leading healthcare providers in the States, you typically might get 20 minutes with a doctor, for example. And in those 20 minutes, it's a bit of a rush. Now, our AI clinical advisor gives the doctor access to the latest medical research. It kind of, you know, makes suggestions, about the most appropriate treatment plans, for example. But what this really means to our client, David, is it saves typically 3 minutes from every 20-minute patient consultation, right? Now, to the man in the street, 3 minutes might not sound like much, but these are very highly trained, very expensive medical professionals. Now, in terms of labor gained, those 3 minutes per appointment are worth $50 million a year minimum to our client. Now, that's the benefit in terms of economic terms, David, which is quite tremendous. But I prefer to look at it in terms of the benefit to the patient as well as the clinician. Right? Most clinicians today are in danger of burnout. They're overwhelmed with demand, as you know. Anything I can do to make the clinician's job easier is worthwhile. But then finally, think about the patient experience, right? I know as a patient, I'm being given a recommended treatment plan based on the world's latest kind of medical research and recommendations. And I know that my clinician, despite everything going on in our meeting, has access to that AI kind of augmentation.
That is an exciting and amazing change. I think we're going to see a lot more, and I'm sure you've got many more stories to tell like that. I'm really excited about this, the possibilities actually turning into realities for organisations now. And so finally, Alan, from your perspective, when you're doing this kind of work with clients, what are the unexpected challenges that you're coming across or they are encountering when moving from pilots to full-scale implementation?
It's a good question, because the key word in your question was unexpected, David. I think we're all aware of the expected challenges, like traditionally hallucination, for example. We've largely fixed that. But in terms of unexpected challenges, I'm briefly going to touch on three. There are more than three, but let me touch on three. I think the obvious one is many clients, when they start on this journey, they may start the journey with maybe a hyperscaler, because quite frankly, that's the easiest way, right, to get started with modern AI. And I think a lot of clients assume that everything's going to run in the cloud. The reality is, I think maybe you would appreciate, is what is often unexpected is that cloud isn't always the right place to run these workloads. The reality is it's a hybrid multi-cloud AI journey. We see solutions being deployed on the edge, on like AI PCs, for example. We see solutions being deployed on-prem in the data center as well as on cloud. So it's often an unexpected challenge from a client when they realize, as they're getting really close to production, where should I run this, right? It's often a decision that's left maybe a little bit too late. The second challenge, I think this is a really obvious one. I'll just call it FinOps, David. I think you know what I'm referring to. And it relates to the first one. We have an overabundance of really good use cases. I don't think there's any struggle in many of our clients to find good ways to use AI. Not all of them are affordable from a business case perspective. We have some very grand ideas, which are great. We love working on these. But quite frankly, some of them are probably unaffordable at maybe the scale that clients expect. And again, that leads us, quite interestingly, to conversations with clients where they may be asking us now, can you fine-tune a model for me with my data? Make it smaller, make it more efficient, make it cheaper to operate. Maybe I can run it on my laptop, for example. And it's those sorts of kind of considerations around FinOps that are quite illuminating right now. Now, the third unexpected challenge is bang up to date, really, David, in terms of the agentic journey. We see quite a lot of evidence from the world's largest business enterprises now that they are starting a journey of re-engineering the business around AI and agentic AI in particular. Again, it kind of aligns with your kind of Horizon 3 kind of definition, that clear evidence. We're doing it ourselves at HCL Tech, but our clients are doing it well, right? They're starting to re-engineer their entire business around AI. And this brings me to this unexpected challenge around agentic AI. We see agentic AI solutions in production today, and it's accelerating really quickly. We have a lot of organizations now that start to think in terms of a hybrid workforce or a digital workforce, all right? And we understand that many of us now are going to be expected to delegate work to a team of supporting agents. And again, I've been really surprised at the number of our clients that are there already in terms of the vision. But the unexpected challenge, right, I think, David, is in relation, maybe you could call it an HR challenge with Agentic, and that is clients are starting to ask us, who's going to be responsible for these digital employees, right? Is this an IT responsibility, or is this an HR responsibility, right? How do I motivate and measure the performance of these agents? How do I reward good performance, for example? And what do I do when an employee comes to me and says, I'm sorry I missed my performance targets this year, but David, it's got nothing to do with me. It's got everything to do with the agents that you gave me to work with. I can't be responsible for those. So this third unexpected challenge, which is really timely, is how do we integrate this hybrid workforce together? And this really comes into the realm of organizational change management in particular, David. These challenges fundamentally have got nothing to do with technology whatsoever, but how do I change the way that I operate as a business to allow me to bring this agentic capability alongside my traditional workforce in a meaningful but also transparent way?
Yeah, so Alan, I completely agree. I think particularly with that last point around how we're going to manage our relationships with bots. And the question comes down to whether you think, okay, we're dealing with lots of little human-like cognition elements that we need to manage in that kind of smart way, or we just go, this is just another software that we plug in and use. So that's the kind of big philosophical debate, I think, that will be emerging over the near term.
We joke about this. Maybe you and I have a certain vintage, right? We recall Visual Basic, right? Visual Basic. When I was a serious developer, I looked on Visual Basic with a little bit of kind of derision, right? I thought this can't be a serious kind of development tool. But what we're seeing today really is, you know, today's equivalent of Visual Basic is something like Microsoft Copilot Studio. It's become very, very easy for people to build, let's call them trivial agents. They're probably not at the far end of the spectrum with that type of tool, but it's remarkably easy now for people to build their own agent. And I think what we're seeing, David, because we would probably both agree this journey is moving really quickly, right, is maybe the ease at which people are becoming comfortable with this concept that I have something smart and intelligent that I can start to delegate work to. And I don't think we're at the point where you would have the equivalent of what I would call human levels of productivity. But if I can create an agent that gives you 10, 20, 30%, for example, as with the example I gave you with the healthcare provider, that has a huge bottom line impact to the organization.
Okay, Alan, I think we better leave it there. I know we could talk all day, but thank you very much indeed for your time. And congratulations once again to HCL Tech for your positioning in the Generative Enterprise Horizons report. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you, David. I enjoyed our conversation today, and safe travels back from the States.